Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Danielle McCartney.
Sports fans, yes, I'm Danielle McCartan, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up until midnight, right here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. You've got Nico Scarlatos and I live from New York. It's Saturday night right here in Lower Manhattan, 888-808-1019. Something is interesting to you, and you feel the need to pick up the phone and contribute to it. That's my job, to stimulate conversation here. So call me up, be part of the conversation. And if for whatever reason you can't, you can always get at me on your favorite social media platform. It is at Coach MCCARTAN. And now, we do have some significant news that at this point is about, 8 or so hours old. But we've had Yankees coverage followed by Giants coverage, and now this is the first talk show that can actually talk about this piece of news. Aaron Boone told reporters in the press conference room that Giancarlo Stanton a few days ago fell while he was running, and he strained his other calf to the tune of what he called a moderate grade strain. And of course, you open up your calendar app in your iPhone and you're looking at the calendar, and that the likelihood that Giancarlo Stanton is out for the remainder of the season is all but confirmed. And we'll talk about this coming up shortly, about the fallout for the Yankees from that news. We'll talk about, believe me, I'm well-researched, the financial implications of it, roster spot implications, and just the overall affect of the team moving forward. And no doubt about it, you know how I have all angles of that covered for you. But I think, coming on directly after our Giants coverage, and I felt that was a good place to start tonight. And don't worry, I'm here to midnight, so we have plenty of time. Because this overarching question that we're going to have to continue to revisit throughout the season, okay? The overall, overarching, essential question with the unofficial iteration or episode 2 of the John Harbaugh era, week two preseason. The question is, what does the trajectory of this team look like now at this point in time? You know, like when you're in school, you do like the line graphs and there's like the dots on each of you know, the x-axis would be each week of the football season, and you plot the dots, you know. So where is that dot on the line chart for the 2026 season with John Harbaugh? Are the Giants right now, what are they? And what is the trajectory looking like? And I'll say right now, I think the Giants actually find their way into the playoffs. But before we start to get into like evaluative and assessment type language, you have to look for improvement markers within the team. And then the wins will follow, of course. But so I was looking for a couple things. I was looking for four things, a lot, but I narrowed it down to four. I was looking for four things in today's preseason game against the Miami Dolphins down in Miami. In John Harbaugh, I'm going to call it episode two. So, first thing I was looking for, can the Giants get after the quarterback? Second thing, what does the rushing attack look like now with the addition of Najee Harris? Number three, can the Giants actually stop the run? And number four, how has the depth and experience in the wide receiver room pushed Malachi Fields? Those were the four things that I was looking for. Not all of them panned out, but we'll take the first one. Can the Giants get out and after the quarterback? You know, John Harbaugh said after Thursday's joint practice in Miami, he used the word ferocious when asked about the Giants' pass rush. Ferocious. When was the last time you heard that unit described like that? And, like, John Harbaugh, to me, doesn't seem like a guy that speaks in superlatives. So my ear is parked up because that's exciting to hear, because when I think of a ferocious pass rush, I think of Michael Strahan, Justin Tuck, even OCU Manura, and I think of Tom Brady on his back in the Super Bowl. So coming out of these joint practices this week, I was hoping to see a ferocious first-team pass rush in this game. I was hoping to see Abdul Carter, Kayvon Thibodeau, Arvell Reese, Brian Burns channel their inner Super Bowl Giants winning pass rush in this game, at least for a couple snaps. Want the first drive. And, well, we'll talk about that in a second. A little sidebar here. NFL players do this. They vote every year since the year 2011. They vote the players on the NFL's top 100, according to the players in the league. Okay? Brian Burns was ranked 14th coming into this season in the top 100. That's a huge accolade being voted upon by the peers. And you know how good Max Crosby is, right? We know that. Well, guess what? He said that he watches Brian Burns' sack tapes to see how he stacks up. And he said how he stacks up against, quote, great pass rushers. So Max Crosby is studying Brian Burns' tape. And then you got Steelers linebacker Alex Highsmith. And he used these phrases to describe Brian Burns: chop ripping, swiping, ghosting, and spinning. And he added, he's just a freak athlete and a crazy rusher, and I've got a lot of respect for him. Now, this is Burns' unit, and that is a great move by Joe Shane. Credit where credit's due. So, how did they do? What did the pass rush look like against Miami? Well, on the day, just two sacks. But that, of that whole list we just talked about, those Giants starters, Arvell Reese was the only one to see any action, and not much of it. So he had one tackle. Good for him. But in this particular thing that I was like looking for, I was a little disappointed. We'll have to maybe circle back next Saturday night. I guess maybe after the Jets game, they might get some reps. I don't know. Maybe, probably not. We might just have to wait until week one against the Cowboys to see that. Second thing I was looking for: what does the Giants rushing attack look like now in the couple days ago edition of Najee Harris? Well, as you know, there have been some developments in the Giants rushing game over the past week. So I was in Las Vegas last weekend, and I got my butt up and out early because the Giants game was on at 10 a.m. out there. So I got myself to where I wanted to watch the game. I was sitting in a pool watching on this huge screen in place for 10 a.m. on a Saturday, only to be told that they didn't get the Giants game. So I had to be tortured with Cleveland against Chicago instead. But the point to that story is this. Even though I wasn't able to watch last week's first preseason game, I still saw over and over and over again Tyrone Tracy completely whiff on that block that sent Jackson Dart to the blue tent yet again. John Harbaugh was not happy about it at all. Not directly after the game, not in the days following the game. And he called it a basic assignment for Tyrone Tracy there that he just totally just missed. And I think Tyrone Tracy is lucky he didn't get released after that game.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relying on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Now, that happened on Saturday. The Giants brought in Harris on Monday. They signed him to a one-year league minimum deal on Tuesday. And in my mind, that is a direct correlation... The Harris signing to the Tracy miss block. I don't care what they say. There's no doubt about it in my mind. So what I wanted to see in this preseason game too, potentially, was how Harris bounces back from that torn Achilles last year in week 3. Because he has had this reputation of a more than capable pass blocker. And he and Cam Scadable run with the similar style, similar intention, downhill, run through you type guys. Although Tam Scadabo, I don't know if you saw this, he said he's going to start to try to run around guys, not through them this year. We'll see. But on Thursday, which was like his third-ish day with the team in the joint practice, so the situation was the Giants were on the Dolphins' 5-yard line, and Harris muscled his way to score. I'm sorry. I don't know if Tyrone Tracy can muscle his way to score from 5 yards out. Now, what I was excited to see was what kind of level of contribution or what roles the Giants have in mind for Najee Harris. And I was hopeful he might, knowing you probably wouldn't, but Harris did not play today. But as far as stock falling in this game in the running back room, Tyrone Tracy again. Oof. I mean, that room is probably feeling a little crowded to him. And every mistake he makes is going to be magnified. And here we go. The missed block last week. And now in the first quarter of tonight's game, the Giants were down on the 10-yard line. It was 2nd and 4 from the 10. Tyrone Tracy couldn't handle the wet ball handoff. And the Dolphins pounced on it. And look, I know it's preseason. I get it. But look at that and say, what happens if that happens in a regular season game? It's a really tough look for him, man. And again, and it was a turnover. The Dolphins pounced on it, and that was it. And that was like a golden chance to score that was negated by the fact that Tyrone Tracy couldn't handle the wet ball on the handoff. And then you combine that with last week's total whiff on the block, which sent Dart to the blue tent, his old friend. I'm not convinced that Tyrone Tracy's making this team. Because right now, there are definitely two players above him in the depth chart. Scottaboo and Harris. You can even argue for Singletary. So right now, I think Tyrone Tracy, you got Tracy, you got Gray, you got Singletary. You know, you have to kind of take a look at this and say, like, well, hold on a second. Who has the better chance of making this team? Right now, if the Giants are keeping three, it's, for me, it's Scottaboo, Harris, and Singletary. So that's kind of bad news for Tyrone Tracy. So we're going to have to see how, you know, the rest of this week goes against the final game against the Jets next Friday night. But there is a real danger that Tyrone Tracy does not make this team. That's not exaggerative. He's had two bad preseason mistakes in preseason games over the past 2 weeks. So the number three thing is that I'm looking at is the fact that my dad is trying to listen to this show, and he's like, why am I stuck on this channel? I said, because it's HD2 and not HD1. Anyway, the third thing I was looking at was, can the Giants stop the run? Okay, obviously, we all know that the Giants were among the worst teams in the league in stopping the run last season. That's not a secret. And while I understand that it might not be fixed after just one season or one off season, really, of John Harbaugh, I was really excited to see the impact. I was watching one guy in particular, 6th round, pick number 186, Bobby Jameson Travis, remember the name. Because when they picked him, because he was supposed to be the run stopper. Not great against pass defense, but he was the run stopper that they plugged and played into this Giants defense. And that was the reason why they drafted him. And last week on tape, you know, he had some good and some bad. The good was he was pushing the center backwards. He was absorbing double teams. And the bad was he couldn't really win the individual, point of attack battles with clear consistency. Okay. So I was hoping to see a better performance from him this week, specifically. Well, in total, Miami had 50 yards on the ground, 5-0. Only 3 first downs total, okay? So how did Bobby Jameson Travis do against Miami? I was looking at this. I was watching him. Well, there was one play that really stood out, okay? He had the backup center on roller skates. He pushed him back legitimately 5 yards backwards. I counted them. And when the quarterback tried to bail because he couldn't find anyone open downfield, Jameson Travis said, no siree. He shed the blocker. He wrapped up the quarterback in a bear hug. And then he used all 328 pounds of him just to drag him down right there on the spot. Dead. Done. And I was very pleased to see this, I have to say. And I want to see more of it. And by the way, he's wearing number 97. And he had a great celebration after the sack. He was like, I mean, he's a big guy, right? He's a big dude. And he was dancing, doing a little bop, bop, bop. And he was rubbing his big old belly as if to say he ate him up. And I love it. And it must be something about that 97 with some great sillies over there for the Giants. And then the fourth thing and final thing that I was looking for. And I was looking for how has the depth and the experience in the wide receiver room pushed rookie Malachi Fields? And I think an ongoing question throughout this training camp, and even including tonight, is he really actually wide receiver two material? So here's the thing. I was with Pro Football Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis at an event. It was Memorial Day weekend, so it was the end of May. And since his son plays for Notre Dame, I felt that a good question to ask him was about that third round, 74th overall pick that the Giants made just like a month before, Malachi Fields. And I asked him about the potential of his immediate impact on this Giants team. So here is what I'm bringing it to you now. I posted it, you maybe heard it, but I'm bringing it to you now because it's back at the forefront. Here's what Jerome Bettis, who watched every game of Malachi Fields while his son played at Notre Dame with him, had to say about him.
The Giants traded up for a guy that you know real well from Notre Dame, Malachi Fields. What can the Giants expect from him?
He's a tough, physical player, and his range is outstanding. I mean, he's a big guy, right? When you see him, he's physically commanding his presence, but he's also got speed, his hands, his catch radius. He's going to be a really special receiver, and I think he can really complement that receiving core that they have already.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. How does he kind of fit into it? Yeah. Is he one of those 50-50 ball guys?
Yeah, he's that big receiver that you want to have opposite, you know, your speedy guy.
Neighbors.
And so he's that guy that if you put one-on-one, he's going to win most of those battles. So I think he's going to be a great addition to the Giants.
And that, of course, from Jerome Bettis, that underscores the fact that the skill set of Fields is a nice complement to the skill set of Neighbors, who, oh, by the way, is trending ever closer to being a full go in week one at home in prime time against the Cowboys. So I was curious to see now how Malachi Fields has been kind of coming along and progressing at camp. And here's Jackson Dart talking about him just 2 days ago via Giants.com.
I mean, I'm not surprised of what he's doing. You know, the guys loved his tape. I loved his tape. I knew, you know, through conversation, you know, how like smart of a football player he was. So, you know, coming out here of learning a new offense, him being able to be efficient. And then you just saw his catch radius in college, which is, you know, he made some unbelievable catches. And I thought that kind of what he did was a little limited compared to what he can do. And, you know, I've loved having him out there. He's a true competitor, a true pro. And it's been, you know, really great to see, because I think that as a team, you know, we needed a guy like that to come step up, especially on the outside, making contested catches and downfield plays.
Yeah, and that sounds extremely, this is 2 days ago, extremely positive, right on target to me. And by the way, a little side note here, that also sounds to me that Dart might have had a voice in the Giants drafting of him, doesn't it? Maybe it's just me, but, you know, it's exciting to hear when Dart says what he did in college was a little limited to what he can do. And he cited the downfield plays, sure, but the contested catches, that is the reason why I ultimately think Malachi Fields will be wide receiver two on this Giants depth chart. But despite the fact that he's a rookie, the fact that he can make those contested catches, and the fact that the Giants have not had a legitimate physical receiver in a long time, and now they do. I mean, Fields has been working with the starting unit at practice every practice. And Andrew Thomas, he added that he likes Fields' attitude. He said, we asked him to go put We asked him to go put his face in and try to dig out the safety. He's running in at full speed, and that speaks a lot to his character, and he's willing to do what he's willing to do for our team. I'm excited to see him play. End quote there from Andrew Thomas. So am I. And I mean, to make way for Harris, if you're releasing a veteran like Juju Smith-Schuster, you're also believing in the depth in that wide receiver room for the first time in a long time, too. So, how did Malachi Fields do today against the Miami Dolphins? Well, nothing doing. I mean, really, he played a grand total of 8 snaps. Blink and you might have missed it. But I did see on one play, he got himself open. Winston didn't choose to throw him the ball, and that's fine. But it was a play-action pass in the end zone. And Winston, he ended up choosing Manhurts, couldn't hit. And the momentum was taking him towards the sideline. But a great sign was that Malachi Fields was able to get open in the end zone on a post pattern, which is good. So not a lot to evaluate, you know. Not a catch, not a target, not even a target. Forget the not catch. He wasn't targeted, and he played 8 snaps. So I kind of started thinking, okay, did any wide receiver separate themselves out today? I look at Darius Slayton. He had a good game. 58 yards on 4 catches, 6 targets. Calvin Austin had a nice jet sweep. He's a good weapon. But to me, at this moment, I'm looking at Odell Beckham Jr. He's a bubble guy for me. 2 catches, 17 yards. He was able to get open. That is the one thing I've seen video, you know, throughout camp. Odell Beckham is able to get open. And again, he had a nice juke, first down catch on a hitch route, right beyond the sticks. And of course, the drop in the end zone. So after the game, Odell, of course, was asked about it. Very mature version of Odell answered. He said, "I'm pissed. And I just feel like that's a play I can make." And he said, I know I can make that play next time. All right, so let's see if he can. But the truth is, he didn't. And that logjam of him, Hodgins, Gibson, Berrios, you know, this group of guys, they really need to take the next 6 days, really, and they really need to separate themselves out over the course of the next couple days. And I know Jameis Winston was extremely complimentary of Odell after the game. And he was talking about how, the way he communicates effectively to all of the stakeholders. He was talking about how he's all consumed, these are my words, with watching tape, how he sets the standard in the building. And I get the feeling that this entire team is pulling for Odell to make the cut. Ultimately, I think he does. So, you know, just a lot here. Just, you know, a lot also, though, to like coming out of Giants camp, coming out of the Giants' second preseason game.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.